What do you say to a horse to urge him on? All right, you've already said that. Say it again for me.
Get up.
Okay. Is that when he's already moving or when he's standing still? Are you just starting him?
Well, when you start, you say, you know, get up. And if he kind of slows, well, you just pat him and say, get up now, get up.
All right, what would you say to stop him?
Whoa.
How do you call a hog to feed him?
Going back to this, I don't know.
What about chickens?
Oh, yes, we would say, hey, chick, chick, chick.
Okay, mm-hmm. When did you have chickens?
Oh, we never had any, but I had an aunt that did.
Where?
In Atlanta, uh-huh. She had a few in her backyard.
Is that the one that Big Mama came
uh-huh,
to live
the
with?
One Mama lived with.
Mm-hmm. And she had them in a coop, or she...
They had a house, a big house in the backyard.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
In the city
mm-hmm.
of Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
While I'm thinking about it, did you ever know of an area, like down from where you lived on Cooper Street, sort of near where the stadium is now, where people sit down to get milk from... Well, do you remember who lived down in that area? Or you never did venture down there?
Not near the stadium.
Okay. But before the... I mean, you know, when you lived on Cooper Street, before the stadium was ever built.
Now, wait, I lived on Cooper Street when I was a baby. Then we moved on Tennessee when I was 4. So I don't remember too much about Cooper Street.
Okay, where was Tennessee?
It was right that Price Street.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's closer into town.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. And these people lived on Price Street. They had a cow, and sometimes when she would have extra milk, Mama would send us up there to get it.
How'd you go? You just walked?
Walked, because it wasn't but about 4 blocks.
What were the streets like?
Yes, Price Street was paved, and had a sidewalk.
Was it made out of, was it like cobblestones, or was it?
Yeah, the sidewalk was cobblestones, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And those people had a cow on Price Street?
Yes, I never did see the cow, but they had one. They had a huge backyard, and they kept it in the back. Mm-hmm. And we'd always go to the door,
it's
and
wild.
She'd give us milk.
Mm-hmm. What'd she put it in?
In a milk pail.
Did it have a top
mm-hmm.
on?
Uh-huh.
What was the pail made of?
Aluminum.
What kind
of
top did it have
that.
On it?
Aluminum top. Aluminum.
What kind
oh,
of top
I
did
remember
it have
that.
On it?
Aluminum top.
Oh.
And it had a handle.
Did she have anything else? I mean, did she have a garden or anything?
No,
she just had
no,
the cow.
She just had
milk.
That cow. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. If you want to get a horse ready, I'm going to go back to questions now, to go somewhere, and you've got to put something on him, you know, on his, I guess you call it the gear that goes on his head and the reins and all. What do you call all of that together? Okay, when you, all that together, you know, the reins and the whole
yes.
thing.
The harness.
Oh, okay. When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand? You've already told me, but say it again.
The reins.
Okay. Where do you put your feet in when you're riding on a horseback? Okay, you remember what you call those?
Yes, the stirrups.
What were they made of?
Leather.
Okay. If you have two horses, and the horse on the left is called? I don't know that. Let's try this question. When you plow with two horses, that one, you really know that one, don't you?
Yeah.
When you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow? You don't have any idea?
No.
Okay. If someone is not right here at hand, you say he's just a little...
Late?
No, like you want to say he's in another area.